Mirandasya, Yenanjana Salakaya, Chakshurun Militam Yena, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Gurudev, Srila Charya Dev, Ki Jai. Gaur Bhaktavinoda Ki Jai. Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol. So this is the second part of this book entitled Krishna's Four Super Excellent Qualities. Krishna, has 64 qualities. 60 of those qualities are also found in Narayan and the other Vishnu incarnations, Vishnu expansions. But Krishna has four extra qualities that none of those others expansions have. And this chapter is about those four extra special qualities that only Krishna possesses. Sarvadbhuta chamatkara lila kalolavardhini atuya madura prema mandita priya mandalaha Trijagan manasakarshi murali kalakujitaha Asamur Asamanordvarupa Sri Vishwampita Characharaha Lila Premna Priyadikyam Madhuryam Venurupayaho Ityasadaranam Ityasadaranam Proktam Govindasya Tatushtayam Evam gunai chaturvedas chaturshastir udaritaha. These verses are from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila 23, verses 82 through 85. Translation: apart from his 60 transcendental qualities, Krishna has additional four transcendental qualities which are not manifest even in the personality of Narayan. These are the four super excellent qualities that belong exclusively to Krishna and not to any other form of the Lord. Narayan has 60 qualities, and Baladev 62. Krishna has 64. One, Krishna is like an ocean, filled with waves of pastimes that evoke wonder within everyone. Number two, in his activities of conjugal love, he is always surrounded by his dear devotees who possess unequaled love for him. Number three, he attracts the minds of all three worlds by the melodious vibration of his flute. And four, his personal beauty and opulence are beyond compare. No one is equal to him, and no one is greater than him. He is so beautiful that he is called Krishna. Krishna, of course, means who is all attracting everyone. Karshan. Karshan means to attract in Sanskrit. Lord Krishna is more exalted than ordinary living beings and demigods like Lord Shiva. He is even more exalted than his personal expansion, Narayan, and all the Supreme Personality of Godhead has 64 transcendental qualities in full. Now, chapter 1 of this section 2, Krishna's Sweet Pastimes. Sarvadbhuta chamatkara lila kalolavardhini. This means Krishna is like an ocean filled with waves of pastimes that evoke wonder within everyone in the three worlds. Question. Srila Rupa Goswami says Krishna has four super excellent qualities that no other form of the Lord or incarnation has, Could you please explain what these are? Srila Govinda Maharaj. Yes, the first quality, Sarvad Abhuta Chamatkara Lila Kalola Vardidi, is that Krishna's pastimes are extremely sweet and relishable all the time. They are far superior to the pastimes of any other form of the Lord, including Narayan. But no other form of the Lord has such wonderful pastimes as Krishna. All right. Hare Krishna. Sushen Prabhu, are you there?
Dandavat Pranam Maharaj. Yes, Maharaj.
Okay. Dandavat. We'll try this. My computer is getting starting to heat up right now. If we should go out, then you can call everyone. But you have the Religion of the Heart book,
Maharaj?
Huh?
No, Maharaj.
You don't have that book?
At present not open, but I may have in an email. I have to find it out.
No, it's not on. It's not in digital form. It's only in printed form.
Yes, Maharaj. At present, I don't have
it. You don't have it?
In my PC.
All right. Anyhow, let's see if this goes out. Then you contact the devotees and you can discuss anything else that you like, any topic. A Krishna consciousness. All right.
Okay.
Then, so then, Krishna's pastimes take place in Vrindavan Dham with the Raja Gopis, the Raja Balakas, and the Raja Vasis. They take place in effulgent, ecstatic, and sweetness of sweet ways. Narayan doesn't have those qualities in his pastimes. These qualities don't exist in the pastimes of Narayan or Narayan Leela. Krishna's pastimes begin from his birth. Narayan doesn't have a birth. He is called the unborn. Whoever doesn't have a birth will not have pastimes associated with birth. He won't have a father or mother or any relatives, so he won't have these pastimes associated with the birth and childhood, etc. Krishna has a father, a mother, a brother, and a sister, and he also has many friends, lovers, and paramours. He is always playing with the cows and calves and enjoying with the opulent fruits and sweet-smelling trees in the forests of Vrindavan. He gives pleasure to the Yamuna by bathing in her with the Raja Gopis, and he has many pastimes in the different kunjas or forest groves of Vrindavan. His life is a life full of sweet and wonderful pastimes. Narayan, the Supreme Creator Vishnu, doesn't have such extraordinary pastimes. When Krishna was present on earth, all of the forms of the Lord, as well as the demigods and all the great sages, were astonished to hear about his wonderful pastimes. In fact, all the transcendental and material worlds were astonished to see the pastimes of Krishna, who appeared as the son of Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj, the foster father of Krishna, was the king of a society of coward men, but he didn't own a castle. He didn't have an opulent house or even any fixed residence. He moved from pasturing ground to pasturing ground, making a thatched house or living in whatever place was available. But in his courtyard, the Supreme Personality of Godhead played. Next section, Brahma's illusion. Once Lord Brahma came to join that play. When he came to join that play, he became confused. He couldn't understand who Krishna was. He thought, who is this boy playing here? I didn't create him. What is he doing here? Brahma meditated and through meditation understood Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he couldn't believe it. He thought, how could the Supreme Personality of Godhead be playing in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj just like an ordinary child? This is impossible. To see if Krishna really was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Brahma stole all the cows, calves, and cowherd boys, put them in a cave, and left. The next day he returned and saw, to his amazement, everything was the same. Krishna was outside playing with everyone. Brahma became puzzled and thought, I put everyone in a cave yesterday and left, and now they are here exactly like they were yesterday. Maybe there was a hole in the cave and they escaped. Brahma went to the cave and saw Krishna playing inside with everyone. He left the cave and again saw Krishna playing outside and enjoying with all of his paraphernalia. Then Brahma understood. With folded hands he approached Krishna and said, Oh my Lord, I have done wrong. You are always giving consciousness and remembrance to me, and I am always in forgetting you. I have forgotten you, and again you have checked me. Please forgive me for my offenses. I confess that anyone who says they know you, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or your unlimited pastimes, and say so, but I cannot understand anything about you with my mind, words, or deeds. Yananta eva janatu kim bahujya name prabho manaso vapuso vacho vaibhavam tava gocharaha. From the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 14th chapter, 38th verse. Translation, I can't say anything more. I can only say, whoever says they know you or understand your pastimes can say so, but I say I cannot understand even a small amount of your unlimited pastimes. This is one example of the first quality Srila Rupa Goswami mentions as belonging to Krishna, and not to any other incarnation or avatar. Krishna's super excellent pastimes in Vrindavan Dham. Next section, Brahma at the gate. Another incident which shows the superiority of Krishna's pastimes was when Brahma went to Dwarka to visit Krishna. When he arrived, he saw many gatekeepers. Brahma has a lot of power, but he saw his power was useless there. Otherwise, he could have suddenly appeared before Krishna. Brahma waited at the gate and asked the gatekeeper to inform Krishna he had come. When the gatekeeper informed Krishna, Krishna replied, Which Brahma? Brahma heard this through his mystic power and thought, What sort of nonsense question is that? I am Brahma. Krishna knows I am Brahma. Then Brahma, who was a gentleman, asked the gatekeeper to inform Krishna that he was the Chaturmukha Brahma, the Brahma with four heads. When the gatekeeper informed Krishna of this, Krishna said, Oh, that Brahma, bring him. After Brahma entered, Krishna showed him a lot of respect. He said, You have been waiting at the gate for a long time. Please don't mind. Come take your seat. Why have you come? Brahma said, I will answer that question later. But first, tell me, why did you ask which Brahma? Is there another Brahma beside me? Krishna gave a little smile and remembered all the Brahmas. There are many Brahmas. Huh?
Maharaj, one devotee, John Mill Wilson, he wants to join. I have added him in the group.
Okay.
So,
contact him. Hare Krishna, John.
Hare Krishna.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, very good. We are reading from the book called Religion of the Heart, the talks of Srila Govinda Maharaj,
okay,
about the four special qualities that Krishna has beyond those qualities of Narayan or the other expansions of Krishna. And now we're talking about the pastime with Lord Brahma. Then Brahma said, Then after Brahma entered, Krishna showed him a lot of respect. He said, You have been waiting at the gate for a long time. Please don't mind. Come and take your seat. Why have you come? Brahma said, I will answer that question later. But first tell me, why did you ask which Brahma? Is there another Brahma besides me? Krishna gave a little smile I remembered all the Brahmas. There are many Brahmas. Each universe has its own Brahma. And there are many, many universes. One by one, all the Brahmas came. One with four heads, one with eight heads, one with 10 heads, one with 100 heads, and one with 1,000 heads. Many thousands of Brahmas came to see Krishna. And one by one, they all bowed to Krishna's lotus feet. Miraculously, accommodation for all of them took place, and the four-headed Brahma appeared like an insect in front of them. Then suddenly they all stood and asked, "Why are we so fortunate, O Lord, that you have remembered us? What is your wish?" Krishna said, "It isn't anything important. I just wanted to see you. I haven't seen you in a long time. Now you can all go back to your own abodes." After all the Brahmas left, the four-headed Lord Brahma said, "I have my question answered. I am very fortunate. Your pastimes are going on in my Brahmanda or universe. I feel very fortunate indeed." Brahma offered many prayers to Krishna, and Krishna gave him his mercy, and Brahma returned happily to his abode. These are the types of pastimes that take place in Krishna Lila. Especially in Vrindavan Dham, they are all full of ecstasy and miraculous for everyone. Sarvadbhuta chamatkara lila kalola vardidhi. In Narayan Lila, there aren't such pastimes. With the cows, the Vrajabalakas, the Vrajagopis, and all the Vrajavasis, which take place in Vrindavan Dham 24 hours a day, and which are so wonderful for everyone. Next section, inconceivable pastimes. Mahaprabhu said that all of Krishna's pastimes are inconceivable, achintya bheda bheda tattva, and not possible to understand them from here. We live within the materially conscious world, so it is not possible to understand transcendental consciousness and Krishna's pastimes from here. Every evening in Puri, Mahaprabhu would talk with Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy in the Gambira. One evening they were discussing the poetry of Chandidas. Chandidas said in one poem, "Whoever can conceive a garland can be made from the peaks of mountains with a tiny thread, or an elephant can be bound with a spider's web, can understand Krishna's pastimes. You must believe you can bind an elephant with a spider's web before you can understand Krishna's pastimes." When I first joined Srila Guru Maharaj's mission, he asked me if I could do two things. He said, "Can you not follow your mind? And can you follow my instructions?" I said, "Yes." And Guru Maharaj was happy. Then he said, "Can you forget the songs you know?" I was born in a Vaishnava family, and my father was a famous professional singer. Because of that, I had some singing capacity, and I had memorized all the Vaishnava songs. Srila Guru Maharaj tested me as to my singing style, manner, etc., by having me sing in front of Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj. I sang in front of Babaji Maharaj, and he told Guru Maharaj that I knew many songs and was a good singer. A few days later, Guru Maharaj told me to forget those songs. He said they were Sahaja songs, and that condition would increase if I sang them. I said I would not sing those songs. He gave me a book named Sharanagati and marked 32 songs. He asked me to memorize them within a week and said the songs of Madhura Rasa would come later. He said they will reveal in your heart after Ruchi. When you will get the position of Ruchi or taste, then you can learn them. Rupa Goswami showed this in a step-by-step sequence. Ado Shraddha Tatha Sadhu Sangha Bhajana Kriya Tato Nartha Nivritti Syat Tato Nishta Ruchi Stata. From the Bhagavad, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. When it is necessary for the devotee to know what Vrindavan is, what Govardhan is, what the Yamuna is, and what the forests of Vrindavan are, and what the pastimes of Krishna Lila are, everything will reveal itself in the heart of a surrendered soul. This is the meaning of Srila Guru Maharaj's book, Sri Sri Prapanajivanamrita, The Life Nectar of the Surrendered Souls. The next section, Srimati Radharani's solace. When Krishna met Radharani and the Rajagopis at Kurukshetra, he said, Mayi bhaktir hi bhutanam amritatvaya kalpate jishtyayar asimatneho bhavatinam marapanaha. Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 82nd chapter, 44th verse. Translation, devotional service unto me is the only way to attain me. My dear gopis, the only reason for my returning to you is the love and affection you have attained for me by good fortune. In India, it is customary to go to Kurukshetra during a solar eclipse and bathe in a lake there. People from all over India do this. Krishna went to Kurukshetra from Dwarka with his queens, and Radharani and the gopis went from Vrindavan to meet him. When the gopis met Krishna's queens, the queens said to them, we have not actually had Krishna's presence. We think he is absent-minded because we can't tell what he is thinking. When he is asleep and dreaming, sometimes he calls, O Lalita, O Vishaka, O Yashoda, O Mother Rohini. He says many things when he's dreaming. We have heard all the Rajagopis and Rajabalakas names many times. And now you see here, and now you are here. Whether Krishna lives in Mathura or Dwarka, he always remembers you. Krishna's queens glorify the Rajagopis in their own way, in this way. When Krishna first met the Rajagopis in Kurukshetra, they asked him, how long will we wait for you? He said, in a short time, in a few years, I shall go back to Vrindavan. Don't think I won't go. I am bound to go. Don't think that I live here. Actually, I live with all of you in Vrindavan. Every day you are getting my association in Vrindavan. What you are doing with me is positive. You think it is negative, but it is positive. What I am doing here is negative. Every day in Vrindavan, my pastimes are going on, and every day you are getting my association. You are giving me nourishment every day, and that is positive. Whatever you are doing there is positive. When Krishna said this to the gopis, Mayi bhaktir hi bhutanam, implying, I shall come back to Vrindavan to see you. They believed it. That is why Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami gave this sloka before the above one in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Eta tandre kahi Krishna vrajayate shastrisna eka shloka pari sunaila se shloka shunirada kandila sakala bhara Krishna prapte pratihayila. When speaking to Srimati Radharani, Krishna, very anxious to return to Vrindavan, he made her listen to a verse which banished all her difficulties and which assured her that she would again see him. If you say something to someone in an exclusive way, they will understand it. If you say to someone, yesterday we were taking prasadam together and you were giving me fried sabji and we were talking and laughing. If you say that in an exclusive way, that person must believe it. He will think, yes, yes, that happened. So after hearing the following shloka, Radharani got a good nourishment. Mayi bhaktir hi bhutanam amritatvaya kalpate tishtyarasimatsneho bhavatinam marapanaha. Om Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 82nd chapter, 44th verse. Translation, if you, Radharani, hear what I am saying, you will see this is the truth. Every day I am living with you. Every day there are my pastimes in Vrindavan, and every day you are getting my association. Every day you are giving me nourishment, and that is positive. Next section, Mother Sachi's joy. Mahaprabhu sent Damodar to Navadvipa and instructed him to tell Mother Sachi, every day I come to take prasadam, you prepare for me. Mahaprabhu said, Mother Sachi thinks she is dreaming. It is not a dream. I eat from her hand every day. You tell her that and remind her that yesterday I came and took prasadam from her. She cooks many nice preparations for the deity, such as shak, etc. And afterwards, she gives them to me. And when I eat them, she becomes very happy. But she thinks she is dreaming. When she sees the plate has nothing on it, she thinks she forgot to put food from the pot on the plate. She goes to the kitchen and sees there is no food in the pots, and she thinks she is dreaming. The positive truth is that I ate everything. Remind my mother of that, and she will believe it. This is an example of telling someone something in an exclusive way. The next section, Krishna always lives in Vrindavan. When Krishna said to Radharani and the gopis that he goes to Vrindavan every day and plays with them, they believed it. Actually, Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. He always lives in Vrindavan. Krishnonyo yadusambhuto yakpurusha sosyastaha pare. Sosyastaha para. Vrindavana parityaja sakvachin naiva gachati. From the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ankya Lila, 1.67. Vrindavanam parityaja sakvachin naiva gachati. Srila Rupa Goswami and Krishna, Srila Rupa Goswami said, Krishna does not leave, not even for one moment. He lives there with the Vrajabalakas, the Sakis, and the Gopis, etc. Krishna's pastimes are always going on in Vrindavan. Next section, ecstatic revelation. Every night, with his two confidential associates, Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy, Mahaprabhu heard and tasted the ecstasy of Jayadev's Gita Govinda, the Jagannath Vallabha, Anataka, and Sri Karnamrita, and the songs of Chandidas and Vidhi. Chandidasa Vidyapati Rayara Nataka Giti Karnama Sri Gita Govinda Arupa Ramananda Sane Mahaprabhu Ratridine Gaya Shune Paramananda. Sri Chaitanya Charita Madhya Lila 2.77. They were able to get and to take the real and direct association of Sri Krishna. After Jayadev, Vidyapati, and Chandida, only Rupa Goswami could sing those types of songs. Once you express in Krishna Leela, you cannot stop. There is so much ecstasy, you cannot stop. Madhuram, madhuram, vavarasya vibhur. Madhuram, madhuram, vanaram, madhuram. Madhugandhyu smitam etaraho. Madhuram, ram, madhuram, madhuram. From the Krishna Karnamrita by Srila Bilva Mangal Thakur. When Srila Guru would express Krishna Leela, he would forget who was in front of him. As he was speaking, he would forget who was there and who was hearing. Next section, Guru Maharaj gives the meaning of the Gayatri Mantra. One day, I said to Guru Maharaj, you are giving the meaning of the Gayatri Mantra, the Rig Mantra, etc. And the Vedas say one isn't supposed to give their meaning as a private matter. So why are you giving it? Guru Maharaj said, oh, Govinda Maharaj, what are you thinking? What expressions and ideas come from the Gayatri Mantra? We are giving the Gayatri Mantra to others, and they will meditate on it and feel it after reaching perfection. No one is giving anything before perfection. If I don't give it, I think no one will give it in the future. No one had it before, so I feel that I should give it. It is necessary for the conditioned souls. Many devotees want to know the meaning, and so I am giving it. The meaning was published from the San Jose Mutt in the Guardian of Devotion. Everyone Sampradaya was amazed to see it. But Srila Guru Maharaj was extremely worshipable. The inner meaning of the Gayatri Mantra, it said, he knew everything, and he was the only one who knew everything. Once he told, he went to feed those in the field. And when he sat underneath it and was meditating on the Gayatri Mantram, he saw the whole visual form of the Lord. The whole events of the Gayatri Mantra became manifest before him. That was his first experience with the Gayatri Mantra. After that, Guru Maharaj had many experiences, but if he would tell them, it would be difficult for others to understand. That is, if you don't have a good wish for receiving, how will you receive it? That wall cannot receive radios. Sorry, the wall cannot receive radio waves. Our insides are not set to receive transcendental knowledge. It may exist in us, but we are not adjusted to receive it. If we can fine-tune or adjust ourselves, everything will be revealed in our heart. Hridaya hoite bale jivara agrete chale sabda rupache anukshana kante mora bhange swara anga kantara thara sthira hoite na pare charan. This is by Sharanagati by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. When we are internally adjusted to receive transcendental, the mantra will forcefully come and dance on our tongue. That is the real Mahaprabhu, or the real dance of the holy name. Tunde tundavadin rabteen, vinute tundavali labdhaye, karnakrodambani, gatayat, karnabudhebyak, spriham, cheta prangana sang. Vijayate sarvendriyanam kritam no jane janita kiyadibir amritai krishneti varnadvai. From the Tamadava. When Srila Rupa Goswami asked these glories of the holy name, Sridhar Thakur said, I've never heard this type of shloka to be the holy name before. I've heard many glories of the holy name, but I never heard this type of shloka. Haridas Thakur said this, and he was a Siddha Mahatma, or a perfected soul. When we are chanting, the mantra is linking itself on our tongue. At that time, an eagerness, millions of tongues will come to us. If we will get them, we will be satisfied. We are hankering for millions of years, and when we hear the real form of Krishna, Cheta prangana angani vijayate sarvendriyanam kritam. When the Maha Mantra dances in our mind, the mind is dancing. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that when the holy name is feeling on the mental plane, devastation comes to mind through the presence of Krishna Nam. This is real Krishna Nam. That is the end of the chapter 1 of the second part of the Religion of the Heart. We'll continue next week. Anyone have any comment or question? Can you hear? I didn't realize there were some. Any problem, John? Are you able to hear? Okay. Very good. Where are you, John? Where are you located? You in the U.S.?
Yes, in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Oh, okay. Very good.
I just sent you an email earlier this morning as an introduction.
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to check my email. About. Okay. You want to tell me what it's about?
Just an introduction to myself.
Oh, okay.
You
are connected with Govinda Maharaj or Sridhar Maharaj?
No. Back in the 70s, 76 or 77, I had direct contact with Swarup Damodar in Sariputta.
Oh, okay.
And lived in the Atlanta Temple for a while.
What's that?
And I lived in the Atlanta Temple for a while.
Okay. I lived there for a while also, in the early days, in the mid-70s, late-70s. How long have you been associated with the ISKCON?
Since around 75 or 76.
Oh, okay. Long time.
Yes.
Very good. Well, we are happy to have your association today.
Yes, I will try to connect every week. I have some issues connecting. To,
oh, yes. Yes, it's got this internet can cause some problems. It's very nice to have, but sometimes there are difficulties, I know. Then, anyone else have anything to say?
Maharaj.
Yes?
Maharaj.
Haribol Tripad Prabhu, Dandavats.
Nothing, Maharaj. Maharaj, I have a doubt, Maharaj.
What is your
some
doubt?
Some devotees do this Gayatri Japa after their second initiation. Suppose if they are working outside, they do their Gayatri for afternoon's time and evening's time also at one go. Is this the right way, Maharaj?
I missed that. What did you say again?
No. Actually, somebody is working in the office, actually. So they can do their Gayatri in the morning and afternoons and evening times also. That also they...
Yes.
First itself. Or they all the three in the evening after coming from the office.
Oh, what is I see.
The counting, they say it's... Whether it is
not necessary to do like that. Of course, you can chant Gayatri as many times as you want, anytime you want. It is not that you can only do it three times and that's all. Gayatri can be chanted often as you like. It is also very purifying. But if you are in the office and you don't like to chant Gayatri in front of everyone, you can wait until the evening to chant. Not a problem. If you can find a quiet place during the afternoon or some time like that, you can chant. And in the morning at sunrise, we should try to chant before going to work. In the evening after coming back, we can chant. And in the afternoon, if you can find some quiet place, private place, you can chant then also. Otherwise, you can chant two or three times in the evening, that's not a problem. The idea is to understand what the Gayatri Mantra means and how to meditate nicely on it. Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj has given the very beautiful interpretation of the Gayatri Mantra as a meditation on the service of Srimati Radharani, the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. And in that mood, if we can chant the Gayatri Mantra, then certainly it will help us. Of course, it is only a help. It is only an aid to the chanting of the holy name, of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The Maha Mantra is more important. And the Gayatri Mantra comes to assist us in chanting the pure name, Shudra Nam. So we should not neglect chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra, Maha Mantra. For the sake of chanting Gayatri, we should not do that. We must chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra also. That will be very nice. You can do both. So don't take these things in such a strict way. Ideas to get the mood more important. Capture the right mood.
Yes, Maharaj. Thank you very much, Maharaj.
Yes, Prabhu. Yes?
I have a question about chanting.
Yes?
It's recommended that, like, sometimes I don't have enough time in the morning, I do the chanting on the trains.
Yes.
If I'm going on the flight, I do it on the flight. Can I do that?
Of course. Best. It is good to be chanting the holy name on the flights. If the plane should crash, you'll be saved, huh?
Sometimes when I don't have enough time from rushing to catch a flight, you know.
Yes.
I wait until I get there.
Yes. I know some devotees are constantly in the background of their mind, they are chanting the Maha Mantra at all times, in the back of their mind. It is always going on. A wonderful meditation if you can do it like that. You should always be remembering the holy name in all circumstances. Krishna will be very pleased with such a person.
Sometimes, Maharaj, sometimes I feel like I'm offending or I'm making offenses.
Yes.
If I'm taking shower or something and then I start singing, like, I just, I mean, not so much the Maha Mantra, but I always go into that, hey, rad, hey, rad, hey, and just keep repeating that. Yes. I feel like I'm offending her name by taking shower or something.
Maybe. We may be doing that, no doubt. But the solution, we become purified from our offenses by chanting the holy name also. We may chant the holy name with offenses, and yet by chanting the holy name we can become free of the offenses. We just have to, the main thing is, as far as chanting the holy name is concerned, is to try to do it in the mood and the attitude of service. If you're in a difficult situation because you don't have your connection with Gurudev, formal connection, let us say. So we have to have that connection with Gurudev so that we can always, whatever we are doing in the service of Guru. That's a very important part of chanting the holy name, to have that service connection. Once that's there, then the holy name really takes effect. Really takes effect. Really takes root in our heart very deeply. And we will make rapid progress in spiritual life. Like by always living in the mood of serving Gurudev, serving the order of Guru. And the most important part of chanting, we have to remember that when we are chanting, Prabhupada explained, that when we are chanting, it is really, we are calling out to Krishna. Hara, energy of the Lord, oh dear energy of the Lord, kindly engage me in your devotional service. This is what we're doing when we are chanting. We are calling out, dear Lord, let me engage in your service. And yet, we are not doing service, then there's some kind of hypocrisy. Some kind of offense is there. So if we are going to call out, dear Lord, can you engage me in your service? Then we better be willing to serve. We better submit ourselves for the complete service, humble and surrendered service of the Lord, and through his devotee. Not that we should imagine we are doing some service, but actually doing some service to the devotees of the Lord who are connected through parampara, guru parampara, to the actual will of the Lord. That is service proper. And then our chanting will be a genuine, we'll have the genuine result, will be the genuine name. We'll get much benefit from that.
Maharaj, sometime, yes. about the name of Rama, Hare Krishna Rama. Lord Ram, Ajodhya Ram, and some devotee says about, Krishna. So, Prabhupada also sometimes Lord Ram mentioned about Ram. So, and Srila Siddhar Maharaj said about, Krishna. So, how to understand this?
Yes, so it should understand Ram is the pleasure potency of the Lord. Just like Radha Raman, huh? You know the Radha Raman, these in Vrindavan? Raman, Rama means the pleasure potency of the Lord. No, you should think of it like that. The pleasure potency of the Lord is all connected with Krishna and Radharani. That'll be the higher meditation. Anat Balaram, Anat Ramaraj, none of those ideas should enter. Hare Krishna, Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram is the concern with the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. We want to meditate on that.
Mother, I have a long time, you know, what you can say, thinking, you know, in past about, you know, this, because Radharani is there and, you know, Ram and Krishna is there. So, you know, when we say about Ram and, you know, then we think about Balaram, I was a little confused at that.
Yes.
Later on, you know, when I think about Raman, you know, my idea is really clear on that.
Yes. Yes. Ram is used in many circumstances. Even Krishna is used in different circumstances. There's Krishna in Vaikuntha also, but we don't want to worship Vaikuntha Krishna. We want to worship Vrindavan Krishna. And in India, some people are named Krishna. We don't want to meditate on them. Krishna may appear in many different ways, but we are interested in Vrindavan Krishna. V. Bansal, Haribo.
Hare Krishna.
How are you, Prabhu?
I am fine, Maharaj. Dhanyavad.
All right, I'm going to end now. My computer is getting very hot. I'm going to shut off. So, my humble Dhanyavad to you all. Haribo.
Hare Krishna,
Maharaj.
Dhanyavad.
Hare Krishna.
Shripad Bhakti Madhav Puri Maharaj ki jai.
Jai. Jai.